When President Donald Trump sits down with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea on Thursday, the two adversaries are expected to back concessions meant to ease their running dispute over tariffs. Bettering ties with Beijing would be a win for American manufacturers and consumers, but it coincides with fraying relations closer to home. For more than a century, the United States and Canada have been close strategic and financial allies. But Prime Minister Mark Carney has now told his fellow Canadians that it might be time to look for new trade partners. The ties between countries are never static. Laura Belsey and Sarah Miliana report today on the cost and opportunities of adversity and adaptation. It's Wednesday, October 29th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from Monitor staff writers. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. New Delhi conducted a historic cloud seeding experiment to clean its polluted air. Cloud seeding involves spraying particles, such as salt-based compounds and silver iodide crystals, into moisture-heavy clouds to provoke rain. Tuesday's trial was conducted in collaboration with the Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur. Home to more than 30 million people, New Delhi is the most polluted capital city in the world, though experts say the only cure for pollution is curbing it at the source. Jamaica braced for its strongest storm on record as Hurricane Melissa made landfall on the western side of the island on Tuesday. It is the first to hit land as a Category 5 in the Atlantic Basin since 2019, and forecasters say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall on parts of the island before the storm fully exits and makes a second landfall in Cuba. Prior to Melissa's arrival, some 1,700 Jamaicans evacuated to shelters. People were communicating and making sure everyone is ready, Mateo Avale-Piber, a resident, told CNN. Also, astronomers have discovered another quasi-lunar moon orbiting the Sun alongside Earth. Detected by Hawaii's Pan-STARRS 1 telescope, the asteroid, named 2025 PN7, is the seventh known body to share this orbit. Though not gravitationally bound to Earth and drifting as far as 10.6 million miles away, it's been a friendly celestial companion since 1965 and is expected to hang around until 2083. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. A trade war with Canada might be less visible to Americans than one with China, but it has big impacts on both sides of the border, felt by U.S. households as prices for materials from metals to lumber jump. Laurent Belsey and Sarah Miliana report from Boston and Toronto for The Monitor. Iran quietly voiced support for the Trump ceasefire plan for Gaza, based on its ally Hamas's acceptance of the deal. More broadly, analysts say Tehran is trying to change the narrative about its regional posture, painting Israel as the real threat. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Every country debates how students should pay for higher education. Russia's new plan is to try an old, i.e. Soviet solution, by requiring graduates to do national service in exchange for student loans. Fred Ware reports from Moscow for The Monitor. In the book Banished Citizens, Maria A. Ramirez examines the reverberations of a push to deport ethnic Mexicans, many of whom were U.S. citizens during the Great Depression. One Monitor staff writer sat down to have a conversation with her. Erica Page reports for The Monitor. In Lagos, Nigeria's most populous city, many children lack safe, accessible playgrounds. Eco-conscious teen Amara Nwele is determined to prove that even in the most crowded corners, children can have fun. Contributor Ogar Monday reports from Lagos, Nigeria, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how Africa gains from transparency. A trio of elections in Africa this month were not expected to be overly open or fair. Longtime leaders and ruling parties retained power after voting in Cameroon and Ivory Coast. And it's likely to be the same when Tanzanians go to the polls October 29th. Yet, earlier elections this year in Ghana, Malawi, and Seychelles did see smooth transfers of power. And despite political stasis, the continent is showing consistent economic growth combined with stronger, more transparent financial governance. 44 African countries, including Ivory Coast and Tanzania, are expected to surpass the global average growth rate this year, thanks to new discoveries of oil and gas, as well as modest gains in agricultural productivity and manufacturing. And just last week, the Global Financial Action Task Force, FATF, removed four countries, including two of the continent's largest economies, from its gray list. This watch list puts governments and investors on notice about weaknesses or corruption in banking and financial systems that enable money laundering and potential terrorist financing. Coming off that list restores national pride and has practical implications. It's not just embarrassing to be on the list, Bloomberg Press commented. It can do real damage by making foreign investors more wary. The International Monetary Fund has calculated that gray listing substantially reduces capital inflows. FATF President Elisa Deanda Madrazo described the removal of Burkina Faso, Mozambique, Nigeria, and South Africa as a positive story for the continent of Africa. The Paris-based FATF has tackled illicit global financial flows for more than three decades, even as criminal networks constantly come up with new ways to hide their tracks. These countries have worked hard to close loopholes that criminals exploit. It's the result of sustained efforts, the FATF chief said. Moves included revamped tools to detect money laundering and improved oversight and intelligence sharing. For Nigeria's president, Bola Tinubu, recently shaken by rumors of an alleged coup plot, the clearance was welcome recognition of the country's journey toward economic reform, institutional integrity, and global credibility. In South Africa, the country's highest tax official noted, removing the designation of gray listing is not a finish line, but a milestone on a long-term journey. The path to progress is marked by both economic and political milestones, according to Natalie de la Pomme, CEO of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, which promotes good governance and leadership on the continent. Africa's challenge is to achieve progress in all dimensions of governance, economic and political, Ms. De La Pomme told the Brookings Institution earlier this year. If you let one drop, you drop everywhere. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we all have a God-given ability to overcome the pull of lust for something that isn't ours. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.